Gudvach, Gudvach, Shavua Tov. I first want to express my gratitude. I can't have no words to have my Rebbe, to have Rav Usu here. Zolgazon Zayin, Riches Yom Vishon Mamamach, Tevez Hashem, good health and Naches, Simcha. My old friend, Rav Shmuel Brazil, is here. Rav Chaim Kramer is here. Some other Yedidim, and all the Chevra, Chayver Ayai. I want to begin by thanking those who are sponsoring the Mlava Malka, Reuven and Mandy Brecher, in honor of their children and grandchildren, Shlomi Lederstein, in honor of Jeff Stern, Yehuda Stern, Ronan and Sylvia Fuchsbrummer, for Fruah Shlema, for Yisrael David Ben Yonaleya, Chaim and Martha Herskovitz, Lilui Nishmas, Howie's father, Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, Avi and Leah Feinberg, in honor of the birth of a grandson to Daniel and Laura. So this is not the first time that Rav Shlomo Katz and I have sat together in these situations. And some of them have been in Chutz La'aretz, some of them have been here in Yerushalayim. And every single time that we're together, wherever we are, it feels like Yerushalayim. But I really, really daven that it should be Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. Da'avi, somebody else is playing with Da'avi. Azeida, just became Azeida, Baruch Hashem. To the chevra from the shul, all the hishtadlis that went into making the Mlava Malka, and not just the Mlava Malka, some of you might know that we had a whole chevra that we came now before Shabbos, we came back from Hungary. We were zeichet to be by tzaddikim, Slovakia, by the Rebbe Abishmelke, by the Chassam Sofer. We were zeichet to be by the Minchas Eloza, my father's hometown in Ungvar, by the Kishon Aruch, by the tzaddikim, by Abshaila Kerestir. How many of you have been to Abshaila? Any of you been there? It's mamish. It takes one to know one. I tried to explain a little bit the other night when we were there. What's that Indian of Epshaila that came down now? The stated and unstated purpose of our journey, besides that we try to always go to Kivet Tzadikim and Dibu Chaverim, was because these past few years in the Beis HaMedrash, every Sunday morning, we have a Chabura that I call Chaburas Yosef HaTzadik. And in that Chabura, we're talking about the Nisyonis of our generation. Try to talk in an open and honest way. And when Yitzchak Mordechai and I were looking over the calendar, we were trying to find... to find the Pesach after Pesach. When would be in Hesirat in a good time? And when we'd get in the least trouble with our wives by leaving. So this time, then, it showed very clearly on the calendar to be able to be here for the week of Yesod. That we were together, Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to be together, our chevra, by Yosef HaTzadik, by the chevra of Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem. On Thursday night, Yesod should be Yesod. And the truth is, that it really this year it's Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid, because it was Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, of course, is Yesoid, the sixth day. And from that world of Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid, we've entered into the time of Malchus. Chesed Shabbat Malchus, Malchus. So I want to talk for a few minutes about Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid. The first thing that I said when we arrived, not by Yosef Tzadik, but when we arrived by the Rebbe of Shmelke, talking about V'yikach Moishas Atzmas Yosef Yimai, that the whole inyan of going to Kivrei Tzadikim is to make a hiskashus with Atzmas Yosef. The other night by Kevi Yosef, if not for the chaverim that were holding me up and protecting me, if not for some of the chaverim, I felt that I wasn't going to be able to make it out and leave. There was such a feeling of a shas hadchak that something is finishing, that everybody wanted to just touch the tzion. There were yidden there that you couldn't pull off of the tzion. But everybody wanted to just, and the fellow that was running the thing said, just quickly, everybody just kiss the tzion and out. Kiss, run, everybody out, and more buses coming and more Jews coming in. And all I'm thinking about since Thursday night is how desperate each and every one of us is to come into contact with the tzaddik. In the beginning, we believe that the tzaddik is only a person that's outside of us. So people become sometimes a little bit, become a little bit sidetracked in certain ways by staring at pictures of tzaddikim, running after tzaddikim, although that's all beautiful. Until finally, person realizes that the tzaddik that I'm looking for more than any other tzaddik in the world is the tzaddik inside myself. It's the tzaddik that I've always wanted to be. I was talking a little bit about that by Abshaila, by Abshaila's tzion. I mentioned to some of the chaverim that it happened once that there was a certain almana that didn't have money. It was a whole maisa. It's not important to go into right now, but with unbelievable mesiras nefesh, a few minutes before Shabbos, Reb Shaila helped this almana out by giving everything he had. He gave away everything he had to this almana. And his Rebbe, Reb Hirshel Liska, Schus Galeno, was back in the Beis HaMedrash, and everybody was already getting ready. It was time already to start to say Haridu. It was time to say Haridu. It was already getting very late. And Reb Shaila wasn't there. But nobody knew why Reb Hirshel wasn't starting. And he was waiting and waiting and waiting because Reb Shaila had been so late getting the money for this woman that he barely was able to make it to the mikveh, and he's running to shul. And finally he comes running into shul, and at that moment Reb Hirshel Liska looked up and he looked at Reb Shaila and he said, Haidla Hashem ki toiv. And he said a few times, Haidla Hashem ki toiv, ki toiv. And that's all that you and I want to be. Isn't it true that all we want is that the tzaddik should be able to look at us and to say, Hod l'Hashem ki toiv. Hod l'Hashem ki toiv. There's nothing else that we want. That's all that we want. Is to be good. And I saw that fighting over when I was there. I was getting a little bit annoyed by it because I was losing my breath. But I felt that all it means is that unbelievable longing for the tzaddik. So let's try to understand on our level a little bit, a few minutes. This avodah of Yesoid, and then Yesoid should be Yesoid. And maybe to try to just a little bit, what it means, Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid, Shabbi Yesoid. That was zoche to have, gone through now and that we're connecting now to Malchus. I can ask Mechila of my Rebbe that I'm speaking in front of him, and it's embarrassing for me, and I ask Mechila. Each and every one of us has been given unbelievable koiches hachaim. Each one of us has tremendous, tremendous koiches. Koiches hachaim. On the most basic level, the midah of Yesod is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants that each and every one of us should guard to be a shomer over those koiches hachaim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mashpia, a shefa chaim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has given to me and to you koiches to give life to other people. The inyan of shmiras habris is the ktzei of that sugya of kedushas hayisoid, because it means that I have so much life in me that Hashem Yisbarach gave me the ability to actually bring new life into the world, to bring a neshama down into a guf, and to bring life into the world. And Hashem Yisbarach is saying to me that He wants me to guard that gift that He's given of life. He wants me to be careful with that. Shlolavaz veiz et kochot hachayim, not to waste, to abuse, to misuse that unbelievable koyach that Hashem Yisbarach has, that He's given each and every one of us. Because sometimes it happens that because of the anticipated pleasure that a person will have for a moment, for that moment, he or she is prepared to let go of chayi olam, of that eternal life that Hashem has planted inside each and every one of us. But Yesod is not only when it comes to Kedushas HaBris. There's also the Bris HaLoshen. Hashem has given each and every one of us, it says in Pasuk, but Hashem has given each and every one of us the ability to mamish give another person life with the words that we say. To give a person life. Or Chalila to do the opposite. And Hashem is saying, I want you to guard, to be careful with that koach of life that I've given you in the mouth, the bris haloshen, to be careful to guard it. Because you and I say every single day of our lives, l'man lo nigal arik v'lo neled l'bahala, l'man lo nigal arik v'lo neled l'bahala, that it shouldn't be that chas v'chalila that any one of us should ever feel, or should ever happen, that Hashem Yisbarach gave us such koiches of life, of simcha, of chiyas, and to give to others, to say good words, to bring children into the world, to bring life to the world. And every single day we daven l'man lo nigal arig v'lo neile d'bahola, that it shouldn't be that I use the power of words, of speech, in a way that hurts, that breaks, that destroys, that takes away life. I shouldn't use the koach of giving life, of the bris, in a way to humiliate others and to degrade myself. The whole inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, the whole inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, is that Yosef HaTzadik is the one whose whole malach in this world was to preserve, was to gather Lahachyos Amrav. What does it mean, Lahachyos Amrav? That Yosef HaTzadik, the inyan of the Tzadik, is to gather together all the forces of life. And to guard and to preserve that which gives life. So then at the right time, when those who are in need of life and can receive life, as his brothers came, And as he did for all of Mitzrayim, that even in a place of such mitzarim, of such smallness and constriction, even in a place of such ugliness and darkness, Oid Yosef Chai, Oid Yosef Beni Chai, that the tzaddik is holding on to life. The tzaddik remembers the purpose of life. The tzaddik gathers together all of the bread, all of the food, in order to give life. L'hachyos am rav. The tzaddik therefore knows the koyach of lis apek, to hold back, not to give in the wrong way, not to give to the wrong one. That's the meaning of yesod. On the most basic level, that's the meaning of yesod. Yesod should be yesod. Is the koach of hiskashus. And hiskashus means that when a person guards life carefully, lamashal. I remember many years ago that I was with my father's Olgazonsein someplace. And there was somebody that was working in the store, and we had to wait. He was on the phone, and we were waiting there. And the person was talking to somebody on the phone. Maybe it was his wife. Maybe it was a friend of his. I don't know. But he said to the person on the phone, "Have a great day. I love you," and hung up the phone. And I remember that when we were in the car, my father said that he never heard those words being used in such a casual way, like it was part of the conversation. Like, could I have a hamburger and French fries? I love you. Pass the ketchup. It was like, it wasn't coming from anything that was, it wasn't coming from any ingathering of the koichus of love in a person. They're just words that came out from the mouth. Because the meaning of yesod should be yesod. Is that person who knows how to hold on to the koichus of life, that person who gathers them within himself, who gathers them within himself, he's careful to whom he gives life. You understand? He's careful with what he does with his words. He's careful that every single word, every single drop that comes out from his body, that comes out from his mouth, is coming from a place that's deep, that's meaningful, that's real, that's not wasted, that's not silly, that has meaning. Could we imagine what it meant when Yosef HaTzadik said the two words, Ani Yosef. Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. Then those two words that he said, Ani Yosef, and those two words, it's mamish, everything is in those two words. I mentioned the other day Thursday night, before we went to Yosef HaTzadik, we were in the yeshiva there, Yitzhar. It's a beautiful, beautiful chevra there. We had such a wonderful Kabbalah upon him. And I mentioned there a word from the Kozhen Samagid, Shusi Yerleinu. With the Kozhen Samagid at the beginning of Hazinu, the Kozhen Samagid says, on the words, Hazinu Hashemayim v'adaveh rabbis ishma haratim reifi. How do you speak to a child that the child will really, really listen? How do you speak to a husband or wife? How do you speak in a way to a Jew that you're trying to be mashpia on another person to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Kozhen Samagid explained, Hazinu HaShemayim, that you have to speak to the neshama, Hazinu HaShemayim. I'm talking to you right now, I'm trying to speak to that part of you that's called Shemayim, Hazinu HaShemayim, Vadabera. In such a way that v'sishma ha'aretz imrei fi, that even the simplest part of who you are will be affected, will be influenced, will be uplifted, inspired by the words that I'm telling you. That's the meaning of yesod should be yesod. First, I have to be a person that's careful with the koichos of life that Hashem has given me. I'm careful not to spend them in the wrong way, not to use them in an immature, silly, and shallow way. And I guard those koichos of life within me. I hold on to them, like Yosef HaTzadik, for the purpose of Lahachyos Am Rav. The Tzadik is Ish Chai, Ben Ish Chai, Rav Pa'olam. Vahachyos amrav. Because if I hold the koiches, those koiches within me, then when I speak, my words make a difference. Hazino hashamayim. Then the neshama of the other person is able to hear what I'm saying. You see how casual words are nowadays on the phone? How people talk on the phone? How people say things? People write things and send messages. Sometimes hundreds or thousands of messages. A person's communicating throughout the day. Sometimes hundreds, thousands of times with all the different ways of communicating that you have now. And how words don't mean anything anymore. They don't mean anything. You don't even have to say to a person, I love you. You could send a heart. And not only a heart, but there's a heart I got from somebody, a student, and the heart moves on the phone. It goes, Ki'ilu, this heart is a lebedika heart. It's nothing. It's something on a computer. I don't know what that is exactly. But it's something that's not real, Bichlal. And it goes, a heart. And you send it on the thing to, and you not only that, it could be that you have on your thing 25,000 people, and you send a button, and everybody gets a heart. And as you're telling 25,000 people something that it used to be, that when you guard your words, and you tell somebody that you really love, a friend in the deepest way, a wife, a child, to say those words, ani ohev otcha, to say those words, it was a way of ha'azinu hashamayim. I'm talking to your neshama. I'm speaking to who you are. Because I trust you that you're not going to misuse the words that I'm sharing with you. And that I believe that when I give these words to you, that you're going to be able to receive them and you're going to return them to me. So yisoid shav yisoid is iskashus. To connect. People are not connecting the way that they used to. People are not connecting the way that they used to. I don't have to explain this. Everybody here knows that this is something that we're going through now before Mashiach comes. When Yosef HaTzadik said the words, Ani Yosef, those two words, Ha'od Avi Chai, and every word that he said to his brothers, and every word that he ever spoke, came from that part of himself that's called Shemayim. To try on our level a little bit what it means, Yisoid should be Yisoid, should be Yisoid, what that could be. So here in Eretz Yisrael, this Shabbos is Parshas Bamidbar, we just finished. And B'nai Chutz La'aretz, I spoke about already over Shabbos a few times, that it was very strange for us, a little bit lo na'im, that we're laning B'chukaisai, we're finishing Vayikra, and the Olam, the Eretz Yisrael, the Olam is already in Bamidbar. I spoke about that Friday night by the Shalom Zocher, and now by Shalosh Shudas. Listen, Chavra, very, very poshut. The whole Sefer Vayikra, from the very first words, from that word, from those words of Vayikra, from that word Vayikra, the whole Sefer Vayikra, that for us, the B'nai Chutz La'aretz, we just finished. The whole Sefer Vayikra is one thing that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is calling out, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is chalish in kivyachal, to have a connection with each and every one of us. That in that relationship that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants with each and every one of us, he says kivyachal himself, and he calls out to each one of us, mamish. The whole Sefer Vayikra is about Kirvas Elokim, about Karbonis, about Kedusha, Kodshim and Taharis, the whole Sefer Vayikra, is about the Midah of Yesod. The whole Sefer Vayikra. The opposite of Vayikra is Vayikar, is the meaning of Esav HaRasha. Yosef is the Sitnoi Shel Esav. Yosef is the Korach to fight against the Shitchias that Rabbi Nachman speaks about in the first Torah. The shitchias of Esav, the emptiness of Esav, all of the chain of the tzaddik, all of the chain of Yaakov, of Yosef, all of the chain of the tzaddik comes from that ingathering of life, to speak in a way that's real, to love someone in a way that's pnimi and real, And Esav is his galus halei. It's the opposite of that. It's mamish the opposite of that. The opposite of vayikra is a lashon of tuma. I don't have to spell it out. You all know kufrei shud is a lashon of tuma. Kufrei shud is a lashon of Esav. Kufrei shud is a lashon of Haman. Kufrei shud is a lashon of emptiness, of shallowness, of tavshin ayin tes, of the world that we're living in before Mashiach comes. It's the hepech of kedushas hayesai. The meaning of kufrei shud is everything is bimikra milim. The words that I speak bimikra. The relationships that I have, even with the guf, bimikra. Everything is chamas keri. You understand? Bimikra. Without life, without chiyus, without depth, without meaning. So it's interesting. This sefer of Vayikra, which the whole sefer is a sefer of Hashem calling out for a relationship with each and every one of us, but a real relationship, something that's yakar, not keri, yakar, which is the whole inyan of the Omer is yakar, that the Rebbe Shalom wants to have this relationship with each one of us. It's interesting that the end of Vayikra, it ends in a very undramatic way, in a very, very plain way. But the end of the Sefer is talking about Ish Kiyafli Neder Be'erkecha Nefoshes Lashem. Ish Kiyafli Neder Be'erkecha Nefoshes Lashem. What does that mean? So you know that a person can make a neder, a person's able to evaluate something and give the value of something to the world of Kedusha. And Hashem Baruch loves when a Jew does that. Whether in our lives, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, we give tzedakah. Certainly when there was a Beis HaMikdash and one was able to be part of that, it's a very, very great thing. But a few minutes ago, Shlomo sang a song that I think that many of the Chevra have fallen in love with. The song that was composed by Michal Shapiro, but my dear friend, Reb David Weinberg, Refu and Yeshua Bekarv Mamash, that Reb David sang on the new album that Shlomo put together with my son, with Ushi, worked on it so long. Not so long, actually. It was a short time, but worked very hard on the album. And that song, along with the other songs, but Only You, there's something about that song, Only You. And I've spoken about it in a few places, and at the dinner also that we had from the shul, because I couldn't find any other words that could possibly capture the feelings for the chevra in the shul and for my own family, my kids, my grandchildren, my wife. Maybe that's the inyan of yisoyed, shav yisoyed, shav yisoyed. Ish kiyafli lindar, a person does such a thing, ish kiyafli lindar, and the neder is in such a way of Be'erkecha Nefashos. Be'erkecha Nefashos. Be'erkecha Nefashos Lashem means that a person gives himself entirely to Hashem. Because Be'erkecha Nefashos Lashem means that I estimate my own value. Be'erkecha Nefashos Lashem means that there's nothing in the world that's greater than I could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than myself. Mamish. And Be'erkecha Nefashos Lashem means that I'm saying, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ani Shelcha, Ani Shelach, V'kol Chalamotai Shelach, I'm entirely yours. That's what I was talking about by Shalosh Shuvos. There's nothing in my life that's more important to me than you. Only you, only you, only you. The deepest hiskashus is a hiskashus where a person feels that there's nothing that's more important in my life, only you. Only you. And when a person is in that place of giving himself over, Erkecha Nefashos Lashem, in other words, the Baruch Shalom is saying, I'm giving myself completely to you. What are you worth? Whatever is important to you, the most important thing, if this relationship is the most important thing to you in your life, then it has meaning. Then it's real. Erkecha Nefashos Lashem. And that's the meaning of Imchu Kaisai Teleichu. Imchu Kaisai Teleichu, Tzadikim say, it's like it says in the Pasuk, Lu Amisha Me'ali, Yisrael M'drach HaYaleichu, that Kivyoch LaHashem Yisbarach is davening. That if only, im b'chukai sa teleichu means a lotion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel, since Chazal tell us that Hashem is mispalel. That Chazal say. That the Baruch Shalom davens. And the others, Dvash, and Reb Tzadik, other tzaddikim talk about what's Hashem's tefillah. What does that mean that the Baruch Shalom davens? What's the tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lu amisha me'ali Yisrael b'drocha yaleichu. So the Baruch Shalom is davening, all I want, vayikra, all I want is I'm calling out to have a relationship with you. That's all I want. And I'm asking for you in return, Be'erkuchan Nefarsh L'Hashem, don't waste your life on silly conversations. Don't waste yourself on passing relationships that mean nothing. Don't spill yourself in a way that's impure. Your words, your body, your thoughts, your feelings. Live a life of Be'erkuchan Nefarsh L'Hashem. With the highest value and the greatest meaning of your life, where you gather the force of life within yourself and you give it to your, you give it to the one who created you. And as an extension of that, you give it to your wife, to your children, you give it to your friends, you give it to your rebbeim. And mechukaisai teleichu means on a deeper level that the Baruch Hu is davening for a relationship, like the Alter Rebbe explains in many places, that chukaisa is the lashon of chakika. Chakika means that something is engraved, it's deep. Chakika. You know, the Alter Rebbe didn't allow any of the curses, the tzaddikim b'chol didn't allow any of the klolos in the parasha to be understood chalila as klolos. When you look deeper inside, each one is a bracha. And look what the Alter Rebbe speaks about, the Taner Echa, that all the women are cooking in one stove, which is a symbol of terrible poverty, right? That people don't even have their own ovens. But the Alter Rebbe explains that everybody is cooking, all Jews are cooking, and the Taner Echa means that every Jew is cooking in a tanner in an oven, and that oven is called Echad. That's the name of the oven. The tanner Echad. Every time you or I are crazy, meshuggah about something, we think it's about something else. This was meshuggah for money. This was meshuggah for a girlfriend, for a boyfriend. This was meshuggah for a car. This was meshuggah for Galaxy 12, 13, I don't know what they're holding now. This was meshuggah for this. But the emes is v'sonenu lasis v'sonencha v'sonenu lirusas malkenu. The emes is every single Jew is cooking. You know where betana? What's the name of the oven? The name of our oven is Echad Yochem Yuchad Hakadosh Baruch Melech Malchem Lochem. That's the Taner Echad. That's the real oven that all of us are cooking, are using. That's the oven. But what you do with the koyches of life? What are you serving up in your oven? If in your oven it's not Echad, it's something else. B'chukaisai teleichu means im, I'm davening, im kivyoch Hashem is saying, I'm begging you, that our relationship should be a relationship with chukaisai, that there should be a Yiddishkeit with chakika, that's engraved, that's deep, that's betaner in that oven of Echad. You know, when people get married, I've often spoken to Chever about the nusach of the invitation. Around 30, 40 years ago, they started to have a nusach on the invitations. I don't mean this to hurt anybody's feelings, and if you have an invitation like that, then I'm sure the marriage is very, very beautiful, and it doesn't affect anything. But if you're going to Mr. Shem make a wedding, then be careful what you write on the invitation. The nusach of the invitation is a kriya to other people, and it's important. And the tzaddikim were very medactic in the words of the invitation. So on the invitations around 34 years ago, 30 or 40 years ago, they started to write, in bechiras libo. You saw that? Again, if it says on the invitation, I don't remember, I never saw it, and it's good, and everything should work out, but it's not a Jewish way to write. How do Jews write on the, what do we write on the invitation? In Bas Gilo. Now, in Bas Gilo means that the Baruch Shalom made the Shidduch. In Bas Gilo, that Hashem, it's your mazel, Hashkosh Baruch made such a thing, he made the Shidduch. The Chiras Libo means that Kilo, I'm the one here that's in charge, right? It's my bechira. I made the choice. Now, I know, I think my wife is still here, unless she left after I passed 40 minutes, I don't know. But I know that under the chuppah, and I'm not ashamed to say, If I was able to say at the dinner to my wife only, I'm not ashamed to say, I think people should be able to speak more openly and easily about these things in the right way, of course, should be in a way of Kedusha. But I know that under the chuppah, I felt that this was the person who I chose to spend the rest of my life with Hashem's help. And b'chazd Hashem, it have been wonderful years, and we should be able to continue till 120 together. And I felt that under the chuppah, I was the Baal Bechir. I didn't put down the invitation, but I felt that I was the Baal Bechir. Bechir Aslibi. Chai Moshe. Moshe and Nechla, it's a shidduch. Yeah, Bashet, Ahin and Neher. I was the one that chose it. And for some strange reason, she didn't turn me down. And that was it. That was the shidduch. Bechiras Libi. And the person has many, many reasons. It's not a chayk. I didn't marry this person because of a chayk. Because of something that I don't understand. I didn't marry this person because of something that was l'malami tam v'das. In Chaim Moshe's head, I had tam and I had das. I had reasons. And I understood that this is somebody who I want to marry. It wasn't something which was a chayk. A chayk is something which we don't understand. Right? That's a chayk. Something we don't understand. But I understood why I was getting married, and there was a choice that I made for reason Aleph Beis Gimel. That's why I chose it. I made this choice, and we went over the list. Not actually, we didn't actually do that, but things stimmed. We liked the same kind of music. Check. Kishka's good. Check. Well, I mean, those are the main things in life. And there are a lot of other things. Everything else worked out. Baruch Hashem. She wasn't a Met fan. She wasn't a fan of any team, but it wasn't a Met fan. Because that already, I wouldn't be so evil. So everything stimmed. It's a loch hashuf. I'm going to leave it. It's a loch hashuf. It's a shtriot americano. It's a chayvim So everything checked, and that was Bechiras Halev. And then I came home and I said to my parents, could we meet to the other side? Thought, oh, shine, beautiful. Do they speak Hungarian? No, they speak English. Okay, we'll work it out. And the other side, say that, do they speak English? No, they speak Hungarian. We'll work it out. Baruch Hashem. But you know what happens over the years when you really love somebody? Again, please forgive me for speaking openly like this. But when you really love somebody, at some point you begin to realize that the reason that we're together is not because of any of the things that I understood. It's because of things that I'll never understand, but I just know one thing. I can't live a minute without you in my life. So, only you. I can't live without you. Is it because of the kishka? That's a good thing. Is it because of the music? It's a nice thing. Is it because this one's beautiful? Those are all nice things. But all of those are tesefes, you know? But the emes is, at some point you begin to realize, ish ki yafli neder ke'erkecha nefoshes l'Hashem, that it's not a matter of this, it's not a matter of that, it's not a matter of this or that. It's my very essence belongs to you. My very essence. I don't know exactly when does that happen. How did it happen? At what point did I realize that? But it's not an inyan anymore of tam v'das. It's something different. It's an inyan of im b'chukai saiteleichu. That the Baruch Shalom is saying that I want you to be able to try to connect to me in such a way over time that you'll begin to realize that the reason that you get the shul, like it's like I brought from the Medrash in the parish where the Medrash says on David HaMelech, im b'chukai saiteleichu, achshav adrochai. But David HaMelech says that I thought I was going to basically replenish is to this place, to that place, and I ended up in shul. You know how many people, I don't know how many, don't raise your hand, but how many of you thought 3, 4, 5 years ago, or 3, 4, 5 months ago, that the place you're going to want to be is in a crowded, smelly room in Zvil on Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Bamidbar? No. Just between the guys, right? Between us. How many of you thought that that's something that I want more than anything in life, is to be in Zvil on Motzei Shabbos with guys after Shabbos, the whole Indian after Shabbos? I want to be the Chevre after Shabbos in Zvil. So what happened to us? I also didn't know that. I thought I was going to the Beis Pliny, the Mokum Pliny. An amazing thing happened. V'hayiragli malicha soisi lebati medrash lebati knesis. David Melch said about himself, Ashiva ragli ledesach. I don't know how I ended up here. And that's what it means when you mamish love someone. Sometimes your mind wanders away from the world, from that kedusha of your side, chas v'chalila, and you're thinking that I'm going to now use the koach of my rotzen, of my tanug, of my feelings, my emotions, to chas v'chalila, something that I saw, to look at a picture that's not good, or to talk to somebody at the office that I shouldn't be talking to, and it could, something that could spill out from my mouth, it shouldn't spill out, or from my head, or chalila from my goof, that could go someplace to the wrong place. And then a person says, Ashiva ragli el desecha, v'hoyle ragli malichas, zil about the knesses, about the midrashas. But the Baruch Hashem, you saved me, and you brought me back to the Beis HaMedrash. You brought me back to Shul. You brought me back to my wife. You brought me back to my life. You brought me back to what's important to me. The only thing in my life that means anything, that my very essence, my very value, the value of who I am, is Echach Nefashos Hashem. That's Kedushas HaYesod. That's Yesod, should be Yesod, should be Yesod. L'malo mitam v'daz. I want to give a bracha to each one of you, but I'll tell you a little story, but that it shouldn't be anymore that we have to have all of these things, all of these different ways to figure out how not to fall into disgusting things, to fall into the wrong thing. That we should be so crazy in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all of those things are shtuyot. Shtuyot. That you have no interest in it. When a person loves his wife, be'emes, in a real way, in a deep way, the other things are shtiyot. When you connect to somebody in a way of yesod, should be yesod, should be yesod, in that way of chayk, of chakika, if mechukai say teleichu, in a way that's real, where all the koyches chayim, you don't waste your words, you don't waste any part of yourself, because it's the essence of who you are. When something is the essence of who you are, you're not interested in anything outside of that. You don't care about it. It means nothing to you. So let me share with you a little story and then a broch. And again, I apologize for taking so long. Say that. In Perek, in Kapitel Membeis, is there's a pasuk I want to talk to you about. It's one of the kibbutzim of the Tikkun Klali. There was a chassid of the Teferes Shmuel from Alexander. Teferes Shmuel of Shmuel Tzvi from Alexander, Susi Gerlein. I told this maise by either Lag BaOmer, by the Pizetznes Yartzites, maybe 7, 8, 10 years ago. There was a chassid of the tzaddik from Alexander that was very, very broken over things in his life that he felt that he wasn't completely in control of. And as a result of that, he had fallen into a certain place of atzvus, of marish chayra. And there was a mazel that what happened was is that for 5 minutes or so, it seems that the gabbai that was standing by the Rebbe's door had to go take care of his own personal inyanim, and he left for a few minutes, and this young man, this chassid, went over to the door and was looking through the crack of the door. And he saw that the Teferes Shmuel was sitting with what looked like a tilum, like I'm holding here. And he was saying tilum. And this chassid wanted so badly to go into the tzaddik and to pour his heart out about how it's so hard for him. But he was ashamed and he was nervous. And at the same time, if the gab is going to catch him, he'll get beaten mamish to a pulp. A chutzpah, how dare you go there without rishus and go looking in. And he didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden he heard the Rebbe call out, whatever this person's name was, Yankel. The Rebbe knew that he was there. And Tfer Shmuel said, Yankel, come in. And this Yankel was shaking, mom is shaking. And he comes into the Tfer Shmuel and he's standing there by the table. And the Rebbe says to him, Yankel, I want to tell you something. Many, many years ago, I was a young man like you. And like you, I felt that I was not the person that I could be. And I was very, very, very broken about myself. And I didn't know what to do. So I found a moment when my Rebbe was by himself and the Gabi was away from the door. And my Rebbe, like I did just now, called me into the room. And my Rebbe told me a pasuk in Kapitel Mem Beis. The pasuk says, Tahoim el Tahoim Kairei Lekol Tzinei Recha. Depth is calling to depth. The Tahoim is calling to the Tahoim. Lekol Tzinei Recha. Kol Mishbarecha V'Galecha Alay Avaru. All the waves, all the tsaras, all of the difficulties of life have crashed upon me. What does it mean, Tahayim? The Rebbe said, what does it mean, Tahayim el Tahayim Kairei? So the Tver Shmuel said that my Rebbe told me that I was also a young man and I also felt that I was sinking into the depths. And I know that you feel that way. And when depth, when Tahayim is Kairei el Tahayim Kairei, when one who is in the depths calls out from that part of himself to the other who feels that he's sinking to the depths, then even though that matzav is a matzav of kol mishbarecha v'galecha alay avaru, that each one is able to pull the other one out, as it goes on in the rest of the kapitel, each one is able to help the other one out. So the Tver Shmuel said to him, Yankel, I know exactly what you're going through. And I want you to come here and look inside. I didn't touch the tilum. And he showed him that I'm right now saying this pasuk when you were standing outside the door, Tahayim el Tahayim Kairei. That the one who is himself in the depths is calling out to the young chassid who's frightened standing outside the door just like I did many years ago. And wondering, do you know how bad I feel? Do you understand what I'm going through? And I do. Because Tahayim el Tahayim Kairei. Because one who is in the depths speaks from the depths of himself to the other who is in the depths. And that's the only way you and I can speak to our children, our wives, our friends, our talmidim. If you are not able to communicate in the way of Tahayim el Tahayim, it's not a hiskashus of your side. And in the end, you're not going to be able to bring yourself out and the other person out. So in certain ways, this is the end of our trip. We're going to continue Bez Hashem, our chevra, tomorrow to go to Meiron Bez Hashem, to go to the Shloha Kaddish, it's already maybe Erev Rish Chodesh, to go to the Shloha Kaddish, to daven a little bit. I said by Shalashudis that we had the schus to taste some Hungarian wine by Abshayla, by other tzaddikim. We also had the schus, and it was so, I thanked the chevra at the time, for being so kind to come with me, and it wasn't easy. We had to cross through the Ukrainian, to go through Hungary and cross over to the Ukraine. And we had to go by foot to cross over the border. And they make you wait a very long time there, we had to wait. And I was so nispol because then this is like, who would want to be bechlal in the Ukraine? Who wants to go to Hungary? And what's the nafkimin if I'm in Hungary or the Ukraine? But they have so many, we had to take, you remember, it took a tzatl, and then you get to the next stop. You walk 100 feet and they give you another tzatl, and they stamp again. And then you go another 100 feet and there's another golem that gives you another thing. And then we had to go like through 4 or 5 tzatl. All my parents wanted to do was get out of these places, you know? And I'm asking, like, what do you think we want to take out? What is exactly, what do you think I'm trying to smuggle out of the Ukraine? I can get vodka in New York also. And to smuggle, what am I taking? They think maybe I'm taking maybe Nachman to someplace? I don't know what. Who would want to take anything from there? But the emiss is, I don't mean that as an insult to any of my Ukrainian friends who are here. But the emiss is that all of our chevra came for the, really, to, okay, we went to daven by the Minchas Elazar. I don't know how many of the chevra, we had some chevra that come from a Munkach back on, like my mother's from Munkach, and there were some other chevra there from families come from Munkach. And then we went to my father's city, a place called Ungvar, which is in many ways a place in my dreams from the time that I'm a little boy, the way my father described to me, and it was almost like it didn't really exist. And then we were there, and it was so sweet of the chev to come to me, because like, what shaykhis does the olim have to come to Ungvar? We were able to go to the Kitzur Chanarach to daven for a few minutes. I was there for 1 minute by the Kitzur Chanarach, because my wife and my son, my wife and Ushi, they were looking and they found my great-grandfather's kever. That's the only kever my family has in the world. My uncle went there. My uncle was there 30 years ago, Oliver Shalom, my uncle Itzu. Yitzchak was there around 25, 30 years ago. He spent the whole day, he couldn't find my great-grandfather's kever, whom my son's named after. Rav Asher Zelig was a big tzaddik. And my uncle couldn't find it. And my father said to me before we left, first he said to me, you don't need to go to these places. There's no tachlis in going. I never wanted to go. We left there. It's no good to go back. But if you're going, see if you could find my Zaydi's kever. And I said, Daddy, how are we going to find the Zaydi's kever? There are thousands of kurvas there. So he said, it's along the wall. He remembers, it's a long time ago. It's from 1944 when he left there. But it's along the wall. And after around, I'd say, 10 minutes, my wife and Ushi, they went right away looking along the wall. And I hear screaming. I was headed towards there also. I just had a feeling that even though it was irrational, I think, how can my father remember it's along the wall? And the wall was going for like, oh, and there's so many kvaras there. And I was able to call my father. My sister was there, and I called my sister, go tell Daddy that I found his grandfather's kever. My father remembered him with such love and such affection. We have no other kever. Everybody else was killed. It's the only kever that we have. And I wanted to tell the kever there a little story, but I didn't, because I was too emotional at the time. When we were standing, you remember, by the river, and we were just singing a niggun, and the people there, the locals, were looking at us, and I don't know if they were smirking or laughing or enjoying, I'm not quite sure what it was. And I thank you then for coming with me to Ungvar to be able to find my great-grandfather and to find, in certain ways, my own past, because I've been wondering about that for all of the years of my life. And now I have a point of reference to think about. But there was a story that I wanted to tell you, and I was too emotional, and I was nervous because Yitzchak Mordechai was getting, with the bus. And I was afraid that maybe the bus driver is going to be over the 9-hour limit. You know, there's all these details. I don't know halachas about how long he's allowed to drive. And then we're going to get left off in the middle of the countryside someplace, which has happened to us in the past. But this is the story that I wanted to tell you. And again, I'm asking for Mechila. Then we'll sing a little bit. Ketahim. It's Motzei Shabbos. In Motzei Shabbos, we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi. So in my family, we have a Masorah that there was a Hizgalus of Eliyahu HaNavi. What is that? When we were children, my father told us once, my sister and I, that when he was a little boy, him and a friend did something that they shouldn't have done. They left cheder early because there was a big soccer game that was going on in town, Kaduregel. There was a soccer game. Now, my father and his friend were not allowed to go play with those children, and they weren't allowed to go watch those games at all. And in Hungary, they were very strict with these things. And they weren't allowed to go. And they, a couple of the boys had a type, you know. And they went to see a game. And the stadium was someplace that we're not so familiar with, where the stadium was, the playground. And afterwards, there were a lot of people that were leaving. And then they sunk in, what are they going to do? Like, what are they going to tell their parents? That probably the Rebbe, you know, in trouble. And they started walking. He said, we don't know why, but we just followed, like, people, and we were going. And then, before we knew it, we were, like, outside of the town in some woods, on the outskirts of the town. And my father said, he told me this is a mice that he told me over 50 years ago. Must be 52, 53 years ago. So my father said that he knew the whole area very well. That's the only place he was ever in. And he knew even around the town, you know, the outside. But he said that him and his friend got so far blundered. They kept on walking and walking, and they didn't know where they were. They didn't have their cell phones with them, you understand? They didn't know where they were. And my father said that he found out that what was happening was that afterwards it was getting dark. There were no people there. They were in the woods, in the forest. And there were no people anywhere. Two little boys. He said, I don't know how old he was. He was maybe like 10, 11, two little boys. And they didn't know what to do. And it was getting dark. And in the woods, it's murdered scary. There were no lights at all. Scary, no animals. It was very scary. And the two of them were just holding each other. And then they had like this Einfall, which kids sometimes do things that are not so smart, but instead of staying together. So they decided, maybe we'll go and then we'll separate and then we'll find, you'll find it and send my parents. Like they did, they separated. So my father said that he was by himself. And, you know, there's no helicopter coming here, there's no Hatzolah, there's no nothing. He found out later on that all of the Jews were going all over the town looking for the two of them and looking all over in the woods outside because they were missing. It was very night. They were missing. And people were going everywhere trying to find them. My father said that he was so scared to walk, he just sat down by a tree. It was pitch dark. And he was just crying to himself and saying some tillum that he remembered. And then he fell asleep. And then he doesn't know, he said to this day, this is how he told us the story, that all of a sudden he felt somebody tapping him on the shoulder. My father looked up and it was a Yid. Dashena Buden Payas. Now my father knew all of the Jews at Nungar. He didn't know who he was. And the man said to my father, Matchalai, come with me. And my father was so happy to see a Jew, you know. And so my father took his hand. And my father said that they walked, maybe he said, maybe a minute, but it was really less than a minute. They walked around some trees. And then he says that they were in my father's courtyard. And my grandmother and the family were standing there crying and waiting. And they grabbed them and they were crying. And then my father said, they said, how did you get back? And they said that this Yid, and the Yid was gone. The other boy was found the next morning, miles and miles away. And my father said that my grandmother, Hashem should avenge her blood, that my father said that my grandmother, every single Shabbos, would light a candle for Shabbos, for Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaNavi. So Chevra, who came together, and everybody else is here, who's still awake, I've thought about that story since I'm a little boy. And I was thinking about it when we were together in Ungva the other day. And since we were there, I've been davening that the time should come. Because in many ways, all of us are like my father, you know? That somehow we got lost. Somehow we just are not able to find our way. And then we fall asleep. Hashem is Baruch Hu help that any minute now we're going to get that tap on the shoulder. And that whoever that is, but we're going to look up and you're going to see, it's not going to take a long time. That in 1 second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to show us, each and every one of us, all of the years, it was only me and only you. And we're going to be brought back to this city that many of you are fortunate to live in, and to this land that is our place. We should be zayich at that time, ki ayin v'ayin yiru, v'shuv Hashem tzion, v'gula Hashem v'amitis, v'yavim yaminu, amen.
Amen.